USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. will be pulling out more than a third of the troops currently stationed in Iraq by the end of this month. President Trump expected to make the announcement today, but already the top American commander in the Middle East, General Kenneth McKenzie, has told reporters that troop strength will be reduced from about 5,200 to 3,000 during the month of September. A former White House communications chief under President Trump is defending the former administration officials who are speaking out against the commander-in-chief.
And then the American people have to make a decision if they want four more years of this sort of nonsense, or do they want to clean this up?
Speaking on MSNBC, Anthony Scaramucci also defended the president's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who has just released a tell-all book about President Trump that hit the shelves yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
More than 170,000 PG&E customers in California are without power as a result of the utility company's latest public safety power shutoff. The utility's Lindsay Paulo is saying most are likely to be without power through much of the rest of today.
We're still under a red flag warning here in major parts of California. Still, we're seeing a lot of low relative humidity and dry vegetation on the ground.
Heat and the winds that have been fanning wildfires blamed for the need to shut the power down, but no more wind events are in the forecast for at least the next 7 days. Heavy snow is slowing a raging wildfire in northern Colorado. The Cameron Peak fire west of Fort Collins nearly tripled in size over 3 days before the cold front with rain and snow slowed it down late yesterday. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump is accusing North Carolina's governor of using coronavirus restrictions to try to hurt his reelection chances. Trump making the claim during a campaign rally in Winston-Salem yesterday. That rally was the president's third visit to North Carolina in 3 weeks, as polls are showing him deadlocked there with Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Protests over the death of Daniel Prude at the hands of police in Rochester, New York, continued for a seventh consecutive night in that city. At one point, the demonstrators reportedly painted the word murderer outside the public safety building and the word resign near City Hall. Prude died in March after being involved in an incident with police. Joe Biden will be campaigning in Michigan today. The Democratic hopeful is to make a campaign stop in the city of Warren, just outside Detroit, where he'll be speaking about jobs and manufacturing. LeBron James put up a big number that didn't show up in the box score of the Lakers' 112-102 NBA playoff win over the Rockets. It was James' 162nd playoff win, moving him ahead of retired Laker Derek Fisher. We're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.